Well, the police were good enough to give me a call after they had arrived, out of courtesy. The client rang me, and his staff rang me from their office, where the police were also in attendance. Obviously, as is the normality in these things, the target of the search warrant was taken completely by surprise. The scandalous aspect of this is that press arrived at almost the same time as the police, and a camera crew was outside at almost the same time as the police. In other words, Mr. Thompson knew nothing about this, but every journalist in the country did.
What's inappropriate about that?
Well, you'd have to ask, is the purpose of the raid the administration of justice, or is the purpose of the raid continuing the campaign against my client?
Do you think the police have been, therefore, pressured in some way, whether explicitly or otherwise, to have done this in a public way?
Well, anyone who says there's no pressure in this, if you look at the enthusiastic wish statements by certain persons that my client go bankrupt, for instance, anyone who says there's no pressure in this is being disingenuous. The police are an independent statutory force. They have an obligation to investigate matters, and if they think there's a charge, to bring that charge before the court. We are supremely confident that there will be no charge brought before a court by the police against our client. But someone is somehow or other seeing some benefit to someone in telling every journalist in the country that they're about to conduct a dawn raid.
Will you be lodging a complaint at all with the police about how this has been carried out?
Oh, well, how's this? I just did. I assume they listened to you.
In terms of the raid this morning, the details of it, was any material taken from Craig Thompson's house?
Ah, yes. This is actually excellent. They took examples of his handwriting. That will verify beyond doubt that Mr. Thompson did not sign any credit card dockets in any brothels.